Danny Filliskirk is definitely with the group. He's trained all week. Jamil, we're expecting to join in probably Friday. So we're delighted with, obviously, the progress that both of them have made. And, you know, obviously Danny's just slightly ahead of Jammer at the moment, but going to be sleepless nights soon, hopefully.
They are going to be some additions to your squad, aren't they? Two players who can get you out of this division on their day.
First and foremost, the beauty of them being back in the squad offers us massive options, and it's great because it adds competition. You know, at the moment, Carvacel scored two against Cheltenham in the cup, and Armand scored on Saturday. And it's what you want. It's goals that are going to get you out of this division for sure. And, you know, the competition's great.
How's Jack Redshaw doing?
Yeah, slowly but surely. He's started off on his bike now. So he's been out on his bike this week and he's in the pool. But he's feeling better. But like I said last week, it's one where there's no time limit on it. We've really got to be careful with him this time and make sure that we do everything possible to help him through. There's no reoccurrence of it, and it's done for good.
So you're just planning for the foreseeable that he's not going to be part of it for now?
There's no rush with Jack, and he knows that, and we're aware of that. You know, hopefully he'll be starting jogging in a week or two and build from there, but then he's missed pre-season as well, so he's got, you know, a lot to catch up with at this moment in time. But his spirits are good, and he's, you know, I think he's enjoyed being out on the bike this week.
Mark Cullen, part of the squad, is he okay?
He's probably just going to be a little bit steady with him, and he'll probably be starting next week.